Crew.
The doctor was the mum. Sorry, old habits. Here we go.
How does a podcast evolve after you've practically solved every puzzy and riddy? You really gotta expand upon your limited brand before your show gets really shitty. You turn to face reality and pray your personalities will carry this last minute pivot through. So here comes the content that nobody wanted. Now it's time for Hey Riddle Riddles Clue Crew.
Hey, oh, sorry, I'm late. Hey guys.
Hey man, sorry. No worries.
Oh, are you okay?
Yeah, no, I woke up late and I was like, we're recording. But I'm ready. I'm prepared. We have a Patreon episode starting. Let's all hit record.
Are you bleeding?
Well, it's sweat, but I'm so stressed that I'm sweating blood, if that makes sense. Like what those lizards that do.
We've
that.
All been there.
Yeah. I mean, it does make sense. It's never chill to hear someone say, but it does make sense.
Oh yeah. You know, I've heard the phrase like blood, sweat, and tears, but I didn't realize that was like one. That's one
Lucretia
unit.
McEvil.
What was that?
I'm just a huge Blood, Sweat, and Tears fan. You know.
Are you thinking of Earth, Wind, and Fire?
I'm thinking of Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Do we
what
not
am
know?
I thinking of?
Okay.
Let's all and we'll all clap on in three.
We
kind of did that part already.
Oh.
Yeah, that's
you're
like
just discombobulated.
That's like pre-episode stuff that we, yeah. That's
pre-episode
all, that's all
can
done
still in. Get you pregnant. And outro, in case you hit the outro.
What's that, going on, man? Time? No, we have to do the episode. We haven't done the episode yet.
Okay, well, I wrote down on my hand what we're doing today.
Are you crying, P? What is happening inside the pipes of your body right now?
Aaron, that's normal. I've always done that. And shame on you for not noticing.
Aaron, that is, yeah, that's a chop on you, my man. I mean,
that's why I always kneel in front of urinals.
Oh.
I thought that was a, and I know I'm going to get in huge trouble for this. I thought that was a Palestinian thing. okay, you know, I'm going to get
what
in
are we doing it. Today?
Well, of course, all urinals face Mecca, so
yeah.
In a way. all urinals face Mecca. That's a t-shirt. Right?
Or the title to your book?
I think maybe not for right now in this climate, but yeah, we can talk about that as a t-shirt branding opportunity maybe later.
Okay, wipe the blood and piss from my face. I wrote down on my hand what we're going to do today, and it is pubic assets.
Could
it have been smudge from some of the pee in the blood? Do you mean to say
no.
public?
No. I mean, yeah. Well, we've done public access in the past, but this definitely says pubic access.
Access.
Well, we have to do what the arm says.
That's why I kill.
Sorry, guys. Kill, a little peek behind kill. The curtain. We did episode 313 mere moments ago, and I have never been more tuckered out from
tuckered
an episode
out.
We've
tuckered.
Ever done.
Wow.
I literally was like,
Aaron, tie for nip nap?
Yeah, I'm like, I was like, okay, we'll take a 5-minute break and I'll see you guys for the next episode. And I was like, uh-oh. Oh, boy. I gave that one everything I had.
Right afterwards, Aaron chugged about a gallon of Pedialyte.
Yeah, I literally ran and I had Pedialyte. How did you know? Did I tell you that I had Pedialyte? Did I tell you? I told you that then.
That's for kids, not podcasters.
Well, Pedialyte is for when you are sick. So you're telling me that an hour in my presence made you sick?
Hold on.
Adel, I mentioned that I was drinking did I mention I was drinking Pedialyte?
No.
He did not.
No, and here's the thing. I think our wires are crossed.
Yeah.
Pedialyte is Gatorade for kids. Am I crazy?
Yeah, do you not? You guys don't buy Pedialyte for yourselves?
No, because I'm an adult and I drink Gatorade.
The last time I took Pedialyte was when I had stomach flu, which was like 6 years ago, and because it like you get dehydrated as shit, and I recall I had to like mix a little Pedialyte with water. Like
yeah.
I don't think I drank like straight Pedialyte.
No, I mix it with water.
Yeah, it's like for replenishing fluids. That's mm-hmm. like having like an IV, right? Like it's
yeah. I have Pedialyte because I have POTS, so I have all sorts mm-hmm. of electrolytes all over my. Place.
You have POTS?
Yeah. It's like a blood pressure thing. It's like I have less blood than other people, so when I stand up real quick, then I
Hold
get
on.
Dizzy.
Is this real?
Yeah. So like,
what
if
does
I had
POTS
like a
stand for?
If I
people ordering
is it
tacos
named after Annie
sometimes?
Potts like Lou Gehrig's disease?
Yeah, it's named after Annie Potts, postural ostratic I can't even say it. Something
Taekwondo.
Taekwondo.
Taekwondo. Taekwondo.
It's like a blood volume thing. So, like, if you guys, all right, we're the three of us are three water bottles.
I've
right?
always said that Aaron's blood volume is crazy high. I remember standing near her like, in an elevator, and
Casey,
I was like,
"Can you actually put? Can you actually turn down Aaron's blood in the mic, please?"
Yeah, we have to equalize Aaron's blood out of every episode.
Say your body, the three of us are all three water bottles. Okay,
your body, the three of us are all three water bottles. Easy, I must not have it. Whatever it is, I don't have it because I passed your little
test.
Let
me explain this to you. You asked me.
I've never heard.
I'm just doing the thing I always do. Why does everyone get so mad when I do the thing I promised that I will do?
Imagine a body is a water bottle. And imagine you two.
Oh, John Mayer.
Yes.
Your body is a water bottle.
Have a complete, you have enough blood that it's filled to the top with water.
Blood?
Okay.
Water.
With your water bottle. Okay.
I have enough blood.
And then if you turn your water bottle on the side, there's equal water across the whole thing. It's just going horizontally. When you stand up, you still have enough water or blood in your body that it doesn't rush away from your head quickly and go all the way to your legs.
Got it, because my water bottle is full of water.
Yes, and mine is like half full of water.
Got
so
it.
If I stand up too quick or if I strain myself, exercise too much, or if I don't get enough salt or electrolytes, I get faint.
Aaron, I don't know if I quite understood it. Could you do that again, but in the metaphor, could you replace it with like a Culver's concrete?
Yeah, so...
Okay.
I can't stop. I can't concentrate because my brain keeps going, and your bubblegum tongue.
My body is a water bottle.
So we're doing pubic access today.
Yeah, I think that's the big takeaway from all of this, is that today we're doing pubic access, and we have to do it slow because Aaron doesn't have enough blood.
I mean,
yes,
Aaron, I'm not
a
doctor.
Do it slow.
I'm not a doctor, and this is certainly not medical advice. But is it possible we just put some extra blood in you?
Here's
the thing. Here's the thing. I know that Adele and I have talked about this with each other. We haven't necessarily talked about this with you, but we are in a blood feud and a blood pact. So we only fight with blood, but we have agreed that if one of us is ever low on blood, the other one will top them off.
Yes, and I'm a universal donor, and JPC's a paramount
universal
boner.
He's a universal
paramount. Not in a sexual way. It's more like a boner, like you made a mistake. Like I'm. Well, they call it a universal boner. Some people also call it God's perfect mistake.
Aaron,
I shouldn't be. What I am is wrong. It breaks the laws of nature and science and humanity.
I think that this is so far off the rails. We got to keep going off the rails.
Are you guys familiar with Gargameld? You know
what?
How he make a smurf?
What?
Are you familiar with Gargameld? You know how he make a smurf?
Aaron, the monk with the cats?
Aaron, look at me. Aaron, look at me. Don't look at your hands. Don't look at your hands like you're some Pan's Labyrinth creature.
You know what, in a movie when someone's having a dream and all the words are nonsense words?
No.
And everyone's talking to them and I literally can't make sense of what you guys are saying right now.
Well, Gargameld make a smurf?
What does that mean?
What does it mean? Well, here's what happened. Gargamel make a smurf, God make me, both bad, both wrong, but exist, and it's also equally wrong to kill. So we can't kill me, we can't kill Smurf, even though Smurf shouldn't be.
Can you imagine wearing no shirt and white pants? Get the fuck out of here.
Yacht Rock, baby.
Y'all,
every Smurf
I'm
is a Yacht Rock album cover.
Smurfs are crazy.
Smurfs are crazy.
You're fucking wild to go outside with no shirt and white pants. Ooh, Baker Street.
There is no Hey Riddle Riddle episode that has felt more like a haunted house to me than this one. I really does feel like Casey's like playing a montage of you guys saying absurd things from different episodes. My brain cannot make sense of it. Everyone, I need everyone to say something very normal. Get me back to baseline. Let's start.
Okay.
This is like Dorothy when she's in Oz. And she needs like your heel clicks.
Yes. I need everybody. Everyone just say something normal.
Okay.
Everyone be normal.
My favorite food is daffodil.
No. If you see, I'm very fragile right now. I'm very fragile. You have to say something normal.
I was doing an impression of like a businessman ordering lunch.
No.
Adel, you got to help me out. Can you do something normal?
Fatboy Slim is not a DJ.
I'm untethered. I'm untethered from reality right now. I don't know how I'm going to navigate through this.
Oh, like Sandra Bullock and Gravity?
Yes.
Or George
Sharknado
Clooney and Gravity?
Was good, but have you seen Sharpay Tornado?
The dog?
Or from High School Musical?
Or from High School Musical?
Ah, okay. Everything's fine.
We're going to not to you bop. What's that song? Aaron, what's that song? We're going to bop, drop to you drop.
Slip inside and ride that rhythm. Hump, 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 hump to the top. No, it's not hump.
We're going to bop. What is it? We're going to hump, 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 hump,
hump
till we
to
drop.
The top. Seems like a different
and
musical.
Start again.
Here's what it is. Because when I watched High School the Musical, I was like, oh, that's an improv warm up. It's
High School the
I'm
going to
zip, zap, zop, zip, zap, zop, pop till you drop or something like that.
Well, Aaron? We'll probably never know.
Yeah. I'm just going to sit over here in my little chair, wait for someone to come and get me, come find me, help me.
Aaron, is your mom coming to pick you up from the episode?
I really hope I called her. I hope she gets here soon.
Oh, God, there's nothing better. There's no feeling better in the world than having your mom come and pick you up from the episode.
I know.
Actually, Aaron can't do the episode today.
Gets you McDonald's.
Yeah. Got a little cooler with Yoo-Hoo in the back.
Yeah.
Yoo-Hoo.
Okay.
All right.
My name is Aaron Keefe. I'm sitting at my desk in California.
Aaron, take a deep breath. Take a big breath of blood. Fill up your lungs with blood. Make sure your body has all the blood it needs.
Or sweat.
And let's get or sweat or tears. You guys don't know Lucretia McEvil?
Okay. Its charm.
Uncultured swine. Al, you're my age. You should know blood, sweat, and tears. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I am your age.
Adel's bloody arm told us we have to do pubic access, and I don't want to disappoint it.
Speaking of bloody arm, have you guys ever seen 6 Feet Under? One of the best episodes is a guy screams, "Narm," because he's having a stroke.
Oh.
Okay. I think he's trying to say, my arm is numb, but he just yells, "Narm," which is
does
it's
everyone
almost
else
like cheers.
Does everyone else at the bar yell? Okay.
I beat you to it. I saw JPC smile, and I'm like, he's thinking, Narm.
Narm.
Oh, we are the same age. Narm.
I was you were gonna say Narm, and I was going to say, what's up, Clarfy?
Oh, my God. We're only 15 minutes in. This had been an hour.
Less.
All right. Let's get to some. Okay. I'm looking, and Aaron. Hate to say this, you might be right. I think it is a public access. Aaron, do you want to go first, or do you need 30
More
to
blood.
20 minutes to
help?
So many people listen to this, and their heart breaks for you, Aaron. They're like, Aaron needs to be rescued. Aaron's like a little Rapunzel in her tower.
I keep staring up at the sky, waiting for a helicopter to airlift me out of here. The whole episode, I'm just staring up. I'll go first. This can't get any worse, huh?
It's an interesting way to go through life to believe something like that.
And Aaron, just because we're in the sandy desert of running out of public access names. Instead of giving you three options, I'm just going to give you one and you have to do it.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yep. Stares at sky. They'll come. They're going to come to get me. They're coming. They're coming to get me.
My name's Sky. You waiting for your mom too?
Yeah.
Aaron, how do you know that guy? He looks like he's in High School the Musical.
Yeah, he's really cool. He can dance.
Aaron, your title today for public access is Starlight Lounge.
Oh, this has been an option before. I love that we're looping around.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This is from a list of ones we, I believe, have not done yet. Hopefully.
Hey, and if we have done them, guess what? They're probably going to be a little bit different. And if we do them and they're not different, well, come on. At this point, come on.
Come on. Erin needs this.
All right.
Give her a win.
Starlight Lounge. Hey everybody, I'm Betty Sapphires, and I'm coming to you from the Starlight Lounge. That's right, I'm in space. My dad was a billionaire, and I spend his money the way I want. And what I wanted to do was to be sent to space. They sent me a little too far out, though. So it kind of got out of control, but I still get to do my show from all the way up here. My name's Betty Sapphires, and I'm in space. I'm here, as always, with my sidekick, my co-host, my second in command. Introduce yourself.
Topolabombo.
Topla, what was that?
Topolabombo, the talking drum set. Let me give a tip of my hi-hat.
I got a scientist on Earth to put my favorite drummer's soul into a drum kit. Don't worry, he was 50. He had led a good life. What?
Right. I'm the drummer from, I want to say, Aerosmith.
Oh, you don't have a great memory because you're a drum.
I've been drums for so long, I forget who I was.
You're cute. Oh, great. You know, it's hard to get guests out here in space. Aw, yeah, it can be lonely up here. Aw, you can only hump a drum kit so many times. Aw, yeah, it is hard up here. I agree. But actually, today we have a guest for the first time in many, many years. Can you believe it? Fantastic. I'm going to have my guest introduce himself. Please welcome to the stage my new friend.
Hello, I am Ambassador Yixlin from the Eulorbian Galaxy.
Buy me a drink first.
Drum roll. And guest, I just want to apologize. I'm doing a lot of stuff. I'm doing a lot of stuff with my mouth, like drum roll and but because I'm a drum set. I can't play myself, and she doesn't play the drums.
I don't know how. I can hump the drum.
I apologize. I don't have any context for what drums are or what... I know you and you, and as far as I know, you're the two normal, typical representations of your species.
Of course we are.
Yeah, that's right. And what species are you, friend?
I'm Ambassador Yaxelin. My people are called the Quarr.
Oh,
wow,
nice.
Ambassador Yak Insulin. What brings you to our ship?
I wouldn't call you, you know, Topo Chico the drum set. But it doesn't matter. As I said in my distress signal, my ship was terribly damaged. My warp drive is beyond repair. I desperately...
I'm kidding. This is just a boring story. I'm Betty Sapphires. Welcome to the ship. We don't have water. We just have gin. That's my drum to hump. Get in line. And you know what? We like to dance. We like to hang out. We like to sing. We like to make content for the people still back on Earth.
That's right, Betty. And speaking of distress symbols, it's time for our weekly segment, This Dress Symbols. I'm going to play the symbols, Betty, while you put on different dresses. This is This Dress Symbol.
My zipper's stuck.
Here, come over my here. Zipper. Let's hump
my
it
My zipper's stuck.
Let's hump it close.
Let's not hump
my
it close.
My zipper's stuck. My zipper.
I could help if you needed an extra set of
What are those?
Tentacles?
Yeah, tentacles.
Yeah,
my
zipper's
stuck.
Yeah,
I'm getting claustrophobic in the stress. Can you?
Okay, hold on. Oh, God. Tentacles are so wet. Ugh. Oh, boy. Sorry, I'm making a mess back. We don't have clothes. Oh, boy. I think I'm just making it worse.
How do you know what they're called if you don't have them?
I'm using a universal translator. I'm hearing the words for the first time as I'm saying them as well. Because you don't speak the language of my people.
Well, let's take off this translator and hear what it sounds like.
No, I don't like that at all. Put it back on.
Okay, Ellie.
Oh, yes. Well, I mean, of course, you know, like you don't speak it.
Well, usually the guests we have on our show have a special talent they like to showcase for the people back on Earth. Any talent you'd like to showcase?
I molt. I'm not sure if that's something that
you molt.
Do you molt, or is that no?
Is that a bartending term?
I'm sorry. Yeah, the university. I make malts. Do you guys like chocolate milkshakes?
I love a chocolate milkshake.
Yeah, malt is the past tense of malt. So you drink malts, otherwise known as malt.
I can drink 3 malts in under a minute. That's what's that?
Prove it.
Okay, so I need to make a malt. You say you don't have water? Do you have ice cream?
We got gin. We got gin ice cream.
Guess I could make a gin. Oh. A gin ice cream malt.
We have a entire crate of Whoppers.
Mm-hmm. No citrus. Okay. We got gin with no citrus up here.
Gin, no citrus, and Burger King Whoppers. Okay, well, let's see what we can. Let's see what we can make with a kind of like a meat pickle cheese bun, lettuce, tomato, mayo, plus gin, ice cream, and a blender. Wow, did that with tentacles. Not so bad. And it goes 1, 2. Okay, time me. Are you ready to time me?
Yes, I'll okay. keep.
And start the timer.
I'll just be me now. Keeping rhythm.
There's not alcohol in this, is there?
Nope. Gin.
Oh, good, because alcohol is poison to my people. It definitely tasted like alcohol.
Ooh, everyone say goodbye to our guest, the ambassador. Wave goodbye, ambassador.
Why wave goodbye?
You poisoned yourself.
And Betty.
Uh-huh.
Alcohol's poison to everyone.
It is, but a little bit of poison can help you get through the day.
Huh?
Well, it's hump o'clock for me, so it's time to say goodbye. I hope Earth is doing good without us. I doubt it, though. I was the heart and soul of that place.
Don't hump on my dead body. Give me a proper burial.
I'm not going to hump you. I hump drums.
And now the drums from crying. Boo-doo-dee-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. See?
That went so well.
Wow, those were the drums from crying. I like how the drums from crying do the melody of that song.
Yeah, I forgot how busy the drums are in crying. Okay, Aaron, I think you're up next.
Yeah, Aaron, it's you next.
And there's not going to be three options. It's just going to be the one. Is that okay?
Okay, this sort of feels like a hellscape. This sort of feels like my worst nightmare.
Aaron!
Huh.
This is your hellscape for sure.
Yeah. Okay.
I feel good about this.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm ready.
Mm-hmm. It's like Hotel California. It could be heaven or it could be hell.
No, this is for JPC.
What do any of these words mean?
Gargamel make a smurf, Aaron.
Gargamel make a smurf. Sounds like an Italian
dish.
That's
something that someone like taking your photo for like fourth grade, like picture day. They're like, okay, Gargamel make a smurf. Gargamel make a smurf.
And you're
like,
tell me to smile.
What me? Yeah. Do I smile?
JBC, your title for your public access show or pubic access is going to be Thank You, Thank You.
Okay. Hello, hello, and welcome back to Thank You, Thank You. It's the show where we practice gratitude. We watch YouTube video that is submitted by all the viewer and the watcher of the show. We watch the YouTube video in full, and then we say, thank you for the YouTube video. So let's play our first video. Man tried to teach daughter how to hit T-ball, hits himself in the nuts.
So you're just going to pull back like this, and you're going to squash the bug.
All right. Feels like you're not being super careful, Dad.
Cecily, are you watching? You're gonna pull back like this, and then squash the bug, and
thank you. Oh, so nice to see. So nice to see the man get hit in the nuts. Oh, boy. Wipe the tears from my eyes. Oh, thank you, thank you. Oh, there must be God. I will say there must be God. Because how could we exist in a world where there's no God, but there's something like a video where a man hits himself in a nuts while trying to do T-ball? Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Angelo?
Hi.
Is
it my producer, Stacy?
Hi. Sorry. Hi. I hate being on camera. This makes me feel really...
Just do hands. Just put your hands in front of the camera. Make like your fingers are talking. Yes?
We're getting complaints again. Phones are lighting up that you're sort of... your gratitude is at the expense of someone else's pain, and they're wanting you to like maybe focus more on the positive. Like,
no.
The positive videos.
It's beautiful. It's God. We see God in everything we do.
I'm just
it hurts me, Stacy. The people think this of me.
Angela, I'm just giving you the feedback that I'm getting. Like, I'm not even getting paid for this. I'm getting, like, school credit to be here. So I'm just trying to... Don't shoot the messenger.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, Stacey. We do better.
Okay, great. Okay, you're taking the feedback.
We have to do better for God.
Okay, great. Thank you,
Angela. God exists. Stacey, you touch your hands. Do you believe in God?
Are you pulling my hands into frame?
Do you believe God is here with us today?
I'm sort of agnostic, I think.
Let's watch another YouTube video. So this YouTube video is called, it's called Father and Son Try to Do a Three-Legged Race. But Father falls out of the bag. And he sips up harder than us.
Right, left, then right, then left, then right, right?
Left and right, then left and right, yeah.
Okay, and go.
Wait, but which, oh, my nuts.
Thank you, guys. So beautiful. Not to see the man in pain because he hit his nuts, but to see a man and his son having a wholesome time together at a family picnic. Thank you.
Angelo.
I believe in God.
Angelo?
Yes.
Sorry, the feedback is getting like more intense. People are threatening to come down to the studio and hit you in the nuts.
Why don't pick the videos? I don't pick the video. They use a I said that they use a submitter. I don't pick the videos.
Yeah, I've looked into it. You're the user.
Well,
you're finding all of these
God is real.
Videos of people getting hit in the nuts.
God is real, Stacey.
Angelo?
If we do not create God in the world, there will be no God in the world. Stacey.
I'm scared for the safety of the people here in the studio, the cameraman. It's more than just about you, okay? So just maybe
I don't
want
to get hit in the nuts.
Nobody gets... Christopher! Nobody's going to get hit in the nuts. It's not going to happen. Let's just watch more videos.
Okay, just pick one that isn't someone getting hit in the nuts, Angelo, please. Just get people off our back a little bit.
Okay, fine. Let's see. This one's called Little Boy Plays a Harmonica. Let's see it.
Oh, great. Okay, great.
Let's see it.
Oh, my nuts!
Yes! Thank you! God is real! Omega's
Angelo!
Nuts. I didn't know. What was the video called?
Look at the window. People begging in the window.
There's another big crowd of people with their pitchforks and their fire sticks.
The title's called Nut Marnica. You had to have known.
Christopher, how could I know? I just read the cute cards.
I'm out of here.
No, everybody stay. Don't open the doors. They're coming to get me. They're going to hit me in the nuts. Oh, please. God, protect me. Send me more videos, God.
Get his nuts. Get his nuts.
Get
his nuts.
This is what they...
It sort of feels like you're begging for this, actually. At this point, I'm starting to feel like this is what you were looking for the whole time, Angela.
I'm not begging, Stacey. I don't know what you're talking about.
Angela.
God.
Let them in.
Fine. Let them all in. Make them form an orderly line and everyone could try to kick me in the nuts. But God will protect me. And also, I'm wearing a special device that I built that... will mostly protect me, but let me get hurt a little bit, because that's what God wants.
Slam!
Oh, God is real. Thank you. Next.
I was whisked back to watching America's Funniest Home Videos.
I bet Casey loved that one. I bet Casey loved it.
Where every video is dad gets hit in the nuts or cat comes out of couch.
Let me know if this is a show that you guys know anything about. But again, I think I mentioned this on the main feed this week, but I was recently in a hotel room watching like basic cable, which I haven't watched in a long time. And my buddy Tim flipped through and he found, I think it was a show on like MTV, but it was a guy who I think is a skateboarder just watching like YouTube videos of people getting hurt. But do you know this show?
No.
I'm sure so many people know this show.
No.
But Tim said it like it was like a popular show that people were like aware of, but it truly was just, it was like what Tosh.0, isn't that what Tosh.0 was?
Viral videos.
Viral videos. Yeah. I think it was this, except it was all people getting hurt and like, it looked like seriously hurt. And I was like,
yikes.
What is this? There's like, and there was like a panel of people being like, yeah, that guy got fucked up. And I'm like, what is this?
I was just talking to, before we started recording today, I was talking to Casey Tony, Audio Daddy, and I was saying pranks today is like a kid in Target and he like throws a full Pepsi can at the back of someone's head. And then when the guy turns around, the kid acts like he didn't do it.
Yeah.
And that's a prank.
That's awesome. And I love 15
million views.
There was a time when, I don't know, this is, I'm saying that this is recent, but it was probably like 10 years ago, where people would just like take full like jugs of milk and then pretend to like fall in grocery stores and just spill milk everywhere.
Smack them together, slam them down. Yeah.
I remember doing that and being like, what the fuck? Like, God damn it. We got to take culture away from people. Some people don't
take
get culture
away from
or milk.
People.
Just take milk away from them.
Some people don't get milk either.
Some people don't get milk, but I do get a title. It looks like my title is going to be The Family Man.
Just say I do. Say I do. Say I do. Just say I do.
Okay, welcome everyone back to The Family Man. This is episode 114. My name is Greg Dumas. I'm in sales, and of course, every week we come to you live from my dinner table, where my two kids are here. My wife is not. This is a podcast to try and win her back, or to
might be excused.
What did
might
we
be
say?
Excused?
What did we say? I told you to eat slow enough that we could eat for 30 minutes on the podcast. And what did you do?
I ate it all and I'm done.
Trent, what did you do?
I ate all my broccoli. I'm done.
You did more than that. You ruined the podcast.
My big excuse.
You can move one seat down. Are you choking?
I have to eat a whole nother plate.
I didn't say that, did I? I said move one seat down.
There's a whole nother plate.
May
one
I be excused?
Down.
Absolutely.
Please.
Denise, anything at all. Give Daddy a kiss.
What? What?
Mm.
Denise?
What? Denise gets a go?
If she wants to.
Because I'm doing the work to get Mom to fall back in love with him. I'm actually doing the work. You're not helping at all. You
whatever.
You hype up her new boyfriend every time you see him. You're like obsessed with her new boyfriend.
Taylor is awesome.
There's one name we don't say in the house.
Fine.
There's one name we don't say in the house.
T-Pain. T-Pain is awesome.
Denise, did you happen to tell your mom that I'm no longer wearing all Carhartt? Did you slip that into conversation like we talked
did.
About?
I did. It didn't come up naturally. I do feel like, Dad, I had to shoehorn it in a bit because she wasn't saying anything.
Say
I was waiting
to
for her
I
to
hear how you said it.
She said, did you see this picture of Taylor? He took a picture of the motorcycle. And then I said,
she can say the name. She can say Taylor.
And I said, whoa, you know what I just thought of? Carhartt, the brand. And I just realized I haven't seen that on Dad in like a year.
Oh, that's
isn't
perfect.
That crazy?
That's fantastic. Thank you, sweetie.
You're wearing Carhartt right now.
What?
You're wearing a Carhartt hat and a Carhartt jacket.
Yeah, but my pants are Milwaukee.
Trent.
You know the Tool brand?
Yeah, I know the Tool brand.
A positive attitude is going to bring Mom and Dad back together, not your bad attitude.
Why do we want that?
You attract more flies with honey than you do my fucking dumbass son.
What? Who wants flies?
Get under the table.
There's more broccoli under here.
Under the table.
She didn't eat her broccoli. She just pushed it under the table.
That's fine. Denise is smart.
What?
I'm smart. And I'm talking Mom back into getting back with Dad.
Yes, you are, my little angel. Here's $100 more, and why don't you take the car?
No,
and just be home by next week.
Great.
Well, if I help, can I be excused if I help?
Help with what?
Help you and Mom get back together.
What? What could you possibly do? Oh, shit. Okay, this is what we practice for, everyone.
Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong.
This might be your mom. Everyone, clean up your fucking broccoli.
Okay, fine,
fucking fine. Floor. Okay, shit, let me get, shit, let me take out, hat off, jacket off, shirt off, gloves off, boots off, socks off, get the underwear
just
off.
Just the Milwaukee
just
pants.
Just the
Milwaukee ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong,
hello, hello, hello.
Ding dong, ding dong.
Oh, hello.
Hi, you're not answering my phone calls, so... not here to stay or anything, but I just need to talk about what I'm going to call your unhinged parenting of our children.
Oh, unhinged while you're standing in the doorway. Swing, 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 swing. Come on inside.
Why is there a bunch of Carhartt in a pile on the floor and you're naked? What?
Carhartt Jesus was just here and then he was raptured.
Our daughter is malnourished. She hasn't had a single fruit or vegetable in what I think is a year. She
that can't be right.
Rich out of nowhere. I don't know where she's getting this money. She's driving around town in a car that she's not insured under. I'm positive of that. Okay? She acts insane around me. She does these absurd non sequiturs.
Like what?
Oh, please. You know exactly what you're having her do. And that why is he under the table? Trent, why are you under the table, honey?
He's playing dog or something.
Get back together with Dad and I could come out.
What? Why the fuck would you say that?
I'm with Taylor now, okay?
Don't
and he
say
has
his
stood,
name.
He has stood next to a motorcycle, so he's pretty freaking cool.
Don't say his name. It's so funny, when you were just yelling that.
Everything good up there, babe?
Yeah, babe. That's him.
His motorcycle has three wheels.
It's on a motorcycle.
That's like a motorcycle for people who are scared of falling over.
Okay. You know what? Forget I said anything. Just can you make our daughter have a freaking vegetable every once in a while and stop handing her $100 bills?
Have Taylor make me. Have Taylor walk up here and face me like
you
a
need
man.
Me, babe?
Yeah, I think I do.
Don't come up here. I'll call my brother.
Hey, Steve, you look pretty naked, man. Everything okay?
Yeah, I was just
He's threatening to call his dead brother.
Oh.
I'll get the Ouija board out of the closet and my brother.
Oh God. You know what?
He's threatening to call his dead brother.
Like a month ago, I was scrolling through live TV, which I haven't done in a long time. And I stumbled upon a channel that was showing Twilight Zone episodes.
Okay.
And you know I love Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
You didn't know that?
I don't think so.
Oh, I love Twilight Zone. So
I feel like your life is a Twilight Zone episode. Like you're always like breaking your own glasses and then like realizing you have all the books and everything.
Recording this podcast is a Twilight Zone episode for sure.
Yes, for sure. That is one of the most upsetting episodes, GPC, is the glasses one. But speaking of upsetting Twilight Zone episodes, I stumbled across one that I hadn't seen since I was a child. And I was like, oh, this one, I forgot how much this one fucked me up. The woman, the old woman who keeps getting called. Have you guys seen that one?
No.
Well, spoiler alerts if people are trying to watch new Twilight Zone episodes.
55 years ago.
So there's this old woman who lives in a house and she has like a caretaker that comes and helps her sometimes. And someone keeps calling her in the middle of the night and not saying anything. And then she'll call the phone company and be like, who's calling me? Can you trace the call? And they're like, we don't know what you're talking about. We're actually dealing with a lot right now because there was a storm the other night and a bunch of the phone lines are down. So we can't help you. And she keeps getting calls. And then there'll be like a person breathing on the other line. Her housekeeper's gaslighting the shit out of her and is like, I'm never here when you're getting these calls.
Yeah.
Are you sure you're not crazy?
Yeah.
And then finally it starts like the voice on the other end starts breathing and stuff. It's so scary. And then one time she picks it up and it's like, hello, I want to talk to you.
Yeah.
Hello.
Robocall.
Is everyone scared? Am I doing a good job?
I'm terrified.
Yeah, I have goosebumps.
Okay. And you.
The storm feels important. The storm feels important.
Yes,
here.
It is important. Good it's listening, GPC.
The storm opened up another dimension, and it's her calling herself.
Mm.
And there's someone very unusual calling her.
God.
God.
And she one night calls the voice. It calls and is like, "I want to talk to you, please. I think you want to talk to me too. I want to talk to you." And she goes, I never want to talk to you again. Hear me. This is my command that I'm giving you. I never want to talk to you again. She hangs up the phone.
Damn.
And then you find out that when she was in her like early 20s, she was in love and had a fiance. And then she was like kind of mean to him and would boss him around and he would do whatever he said. And because of that, she caused a car accident that he died in. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So, okay. Then finally.
This is just the song, The Leader of the Pack, right?
Yeah.
Is that Blood, Sweat, and Tears?
The leader. I haven't thought about
the
that song in so long.
The leader of the pack. Then one day, or no, the Pearl. What's the song that Pearl Jam sang?
The motorcycle crash sounds in Leader of the Pack are so upsetting.
Could my baby be?
This is taking too long.
No,
long
Aaron,
story short.
Please.
She goes to his grave. She goes to visit his grave, and the phone line
goes into the grave.
It connects to his grave, and it's been him because of the storm. The phone line fell down, and he's
fell
been
down
calling
into
her.
The grave. He's been calling her from the grave. And he had a phone down there.
Yes. Oh. Well, he just, I don't know, some sort of magic. And she picks up the phone and is like, honey, it's me. It's here. I want to talk to you. Please, I'm here. I've been waiting my whole life to talk to you. And he goes, like, no, I'll never talk to you. You told me to never talk to you. And it fucked me up. And I hadn't seen that since I was a kid. And I was like, I fucking hate this one.
Well,
it's so upsetting.
I guess it's upsetting, but like, he's dead. So it's like, what does she have to say to him? And you know what I'm saying? Like,
she wants to apologize because she was terrible to him. Okay.
She doesn't deserve closure.
Yeah.
All right.
And also,
why did I just go through that whole thing?
Also, fuck him. It's like, because, okay, fine, closure or whatever. You're calling her in the middle of the night? You're dead. You got nothing to do all day. Call her in the daylight. It's so much easier to get that creepy ass call at like 2 p.m. on a Wednesday. Don't wait until the fucking nighttime to give me a.
No, there's a reason.
Yeah, that's a good
point. It's graveyard etiquette. The people who had died. The people who died longest ago get, it's like prison. The people who died longest ago get first calls.
Yes.
So all day long, everybody's using their call. And then probably around like 10:30 or 11 p.m. is when they're like, we've called all our folks. Now you get the phone.
I guess so.
Fresh meat.
But also you got to declare who it is when you're calling someone. Because if I pick up a call and I'm like, hey, it's a JPC. And they're like, hey, JPC, how's it going? And I'm like, okay, you lost your chance. I need to know who you are or else the call is over. Like, you don't even know how I'm doing. I need to know who the fuck you are, what you want. Click.
Aaron, instead of doing another public access title, this is still public access, to be sure.
Of course.
I think what I'd like to see from you is I'd like to see you play out this Twilight Zone episode, but in a way that I think... is fitting for what you believe this woman or this story deserves.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay?
Yeah, great.
Okay, great.
JPC, can you play the dead husband?
Sure.
Hello? Who is this?
Diane?
Yep, that's me. Who are you? Uh-huh.
I'm dying for some sex.
Okay, where are you?
So long.
What are you wearing?
Everything is dark.
Oh, okay.
Smells like dirt.
Okay.
I can see my bones.
So far, so good.
I'm so horny.
Okay.
Is it Halloween?
Well, I just finished. So are you feeling pretty good?
Not really.
Well, I finished, so I'm a little bored now. Scene.
What?
Yeah, closure. You know, closure. Closure.
Do you guys have a favorite Twilight Zone episode? Or one that you sticks out to you?
I mean, the glasses book one is, I think, is my favorite. But I do really enjoy not only this Twilight Zone episode, but also the parody that SNL did, which is the pig face people.
Oh, yeah.
Where it's like a woman... woman gets in an accident and she wakes up from like a coma or something, and she's surrounded by like pig face people, and she's like objectively attractive, and they're all like, ugh, look at her, she's disgusting.
Beauty is the eye of the beholder.
But the SNL parody is, I think Pamela Anderson plays the woman, and she wakes up from a coma and she's surrounded by pig face people. And like a woman pig face doctor goes like, ugh, hideous, look at her. And the pig face men go, what? She's hot. And the woman goes, no, she's not. She doesn't look like us. And they go like, yeah, that's why she's hot. Look at her. It's very funny.
That's a fun parody.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen an episode of The Twilight Zone. So I guess
we
the
should
only
do one for the review crew.
We did.
Ooh, I do that.
We should.
Oh, we should. Do one. The only I would say even I guess similar thing that I've seen to an episode of The Twilight Zone is the like 4-minute video that plays in Tower of Terror when you go on that ride. So yeah. I'd say that my favorite Twilight Zone episode would be the Tower of Terror at Walt Disney World
Great
Hollywood Studios.
I like the mannequin one where the woman goes into the department store. Have you seen, anyone heard of this one?
Twilight Zone is kind of like what, like Black Mirror was like the,
yeah.
the modern day take on the Twilight Zone, right?
So this woman goes into a department store to buy a thimble and weird stuff starts happening.
A thimble?
Yeah, they bring
what
her to like,
fuck?
It's the 60s. They bring her to like the 13th floor and there's only like one woman with like one thimble, exactly what she's looking for. And everything's really, really weird inside the store. And then she falls asleep at night and in the store by accident. And then she realizes that she's a mannequin from the store and they all get a month to go out and be a person in the real world. Yes. And then, but you forget you're a mannequin and then she happened to come back in and they're like, you're late. It's not your turn anymore.
Do you know what month they get? If it's on a rotation, that sucks. If it's June, awesome. But like if your month is like February, A, 28 days, that sucks. B,
that's
cold as all hell. You just can't do any fun mannequin stuff in February. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I haven't asked the writers of that because they're probably long dead, but I'll look into it, but I can maybe call them on the phone.
Oh, yeah. Aaron, here's what I would do if I were you. I'd start sticking your phone into graves, trying to see if you could find a writer from the Twilight Zone so you can ask them if the mannequins get to pick a month.
On Patreon, go to this episode on the Patreon website and comment your favorite Twilight Zone episode. And for some month, maybe this year, maybe for my birthday month, we'll pick 4 different episodes from your list that you send in and people can vote on which Twilight Zone episode we watch.
I guess I'd be interested to watch a Twilight Zone episode, but my whole thing is that everything that's from a long time ago sucks to me because my brain is like cool and fast, like Speed Racer, and everything from old is slow and boring.
He just watches Coco Melon videos.
Oh, yay, Coco Melon!
Well, he eats honeydew while snorting Coke.
Yeah. Is that what I said? I think I said the words out of order.
Tomato, Coke Melon.
Okay. Well, We got to do one more, Adel, because this is we have time for one more, right?
We have time for one more, but because of what we just talked about, I think I would be doing a disservice to the last 5 to 8 minutes and the joy and fruitfulness that this brought. So I'm going to custom make one for you, JPC.
Oh,
and this is going to be a public access show hosted by a mannequin who is out during his month of freedom.
Okay, and the mannequin can speak and act like a human, right? They don't just like, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, and this show is called Man I Can with Mannequin.
Okay. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Man I Can with Mannequin. I, of course, am Mannequin. This is part of my 1 month of freedom, and this is the call-in request show. I'm a mannequin. I don't know anything about being a person. I don't know what to do with my time. What would you like to see Mannequin do? Okay, this is Becky in New Orleans. Becky, what would you like to see Mannequin do?
Hi, I'm Becky from New Orleans, and I'd like to see you do a backflip.
Okay. Kind of don't want to start with that. I've never tried to do one of those before and seems kind of dangerous, but that's the show. So, okay. Just try to do a backflip. Do like a running start with a backflip or, you know what? Just kind of try to do it. Try to do a backflip. Can I watch a YouTube video? Does anyone have like a video on like a person doing one competent? Nope. Okay. Just try to do a backflip.
Oh, I have one here.
You have a YouTube video?
Okay, I'm about to do a backflip, and 1, 2,
oh, my fucking nuts!
Okay, didn't really help. That guy just got hit in the nuts by a bird when he was trying to do a backflip. That's insane. All right, backflip. Mannequin. Okay, and I bailed on it. I bailed. I got a little bit off the ground, and I rolled to the side.
It's the first call. You have to
try that again?
Yeah.
Becky from New Orleans, you still there?
I'm still here.
Did you see that?
You stood still. I saw the whole thing.
I bailed on it. But does that
isn't the show called
you?
Man I Can? Okay, not yep. Man I Can't?
Yep. Okay, no more colors like this. Deal. So, okay. Oh, okay, backflip. Okay, I'm going to just try jumping a little bit. Okay, not really getting a ton of distance. Don't really know how to do this. Okay, backflip. Here we go. I'm going to tuck up and roll and just kind of like tuck in and spring out. Okay, backflip. Okay, that was, that was, Becky, you still on the line?
I just saw you shatter into a million pieces.
Okay. Hey, Becky, you're in New Orleans, right?
Well, now I don't want to say.
Becky, you got brooms down there?
What is...
Come up to Toronto.
Can I?
Where my store is, and clean me up! I'm a million pieces on the ground because of you, Becky. I got 1 month.
I'm going through a tunnel.
No, you're not. A tunnel in New Orleans? Why? Why would there be a tunnel down there? Below sea level.
Swamp tunnel.
Swamp tunnel?
Oh, here I go through the swamp tunnel. You're probably going to lose me.
Jerry, trace this call. Jerry, trace the call.
Okay, we're tracing it.
Okay.
No, please don't.
Tracing it.
No, I'm coming down to New Orleans.
No.
I'm going to come down to New Orleans. I have 1 month to live. I'm going to find you. Find Becky, the woman who made me try to do a backflip, even though obviously I'm a mannequin and I can't. Jerry, what do we got her?
Jersey Turnpike.
Jersey Turnpike.
I'm from New Orleans. I never said I lived there.
Bullshit. You have no accent.
Oh.
You talked about swamp tunnels. You're not from New Orleans.
We got this number. This is the same number that keeps calling in and asking for you to take a shit.
You're the shit lady.
Oh
my God, I know I recognize that voice. You're the shit lady.
Oh look, I'm pumping my own gas. Must not be in New Jersey.
No, you're in Jersey.
No, you're
in Jersey. Jerry, scoop me up into a bag, throw me as hard as you can in Jersey, and then everyone who can hear this, keep passing me. Pass me that way. Pass me east.
I don't know if I can throw you from Toronto to New Jersey.
You don't have to throw me from Toronto to New Jersey, Jerry. You just have to throw me far enough for the next guy to pick up the bag and throw it a little farther, Jerry. We're listening.
I think we just transfer your soul to a different mannequin.
No, I am not. Every time we transfer my soul, I lose 10% of who I am. I am not transferring my soul to a different mannequin.
Okay, I can't hear you. And transfer.
Hey, welcome back to Man I Can't. Come on.
Neptune.
I lost a good part.
Bye-bye. Raise your hand if you feel insane.
I raised my hand too.
That was Clue Crew. So now here's a who's who. The relatable host was Aaron Keith. If you rolled your eyes, it's because of Adel Rafi or that other young guy, fucking JPC. Casey Tony edited what everybody said. And F. Mobley Cardamus did the logo. Arnie Parrott sang and wrote every single friggin' note of 1, 2, 3, 4. Hate riddle, riddles, Clue Crew.